ECAN Trackside Live back here at the 2014 Coldstone U.S. Grand Nationals. I'm here with Jordan Musser. Jordan, you were the provisional pole sitter on DD2 Masters. Had it taken away. First, let's just kind of talk about your session. How was it? You just barely clicked off a lap. That was good enough for the provisional. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, the competition is so fierce. I don't think I was ever going to put a large gap on anybody. I pushed hard the first two laps, made a small mistake, knew I had more. So I kind of cooled off for two laps and went for another one, put it on pole. But then Eric did the same thing. So he was off by a few tenths, cooled down for about 3 minutes, just cruising around. Went back out, did the same thing I did, and was just 4,000 slower. So I was extremely happy to put it on pole by such a slim margin. I know how fast Eric is, and Mike Jones is right there too. So competition is fierce. I'm excited to put it on pole.
So you come in, you go through tech, and they tell you, well, you don't have a certain part. Kind of explain what the situation is and what the result is and how you're going to move forward from it.
Yeah, I mean, Rotax is really strict about their rules. I mean, if you don't have the right bolt that has Rotax stamped on, you get DQ'd. And I've been out of this for a while, and we just built a brand new DD2 motor out of the box using the parts it came with, the way the instruction manual said, nothing fancy. And it turns out they've changed something over the years, and there's an O-ring that goes on the airbox, and it's not included with the new motors, and it's not in the manual, so we just didn't know about it. We haven't been racing. And so we did get DQ'd for that. It's frustrating for myself and the team. You know, we worked really hard, and to put it on pole by 4,000 to work that hard and get taken away is frustrating. But I've never been DQ'd before, so it's also a new experience, kind of frustrating. If I can't win it from the back, I probably deserve to win it anyway. I mean, if your stuff's good, your stuff's good, and you'll find a way. And fortunately, there's not a lot of DD2 Masters, so it's not like I have a 30-cart field to come through. So like I said, no excuses. At the end of the day, if I don't win, I can't blame it on this. It's just frustrating to work hard to get the pole and then have it taken away on something that wasn't a performance advantage. But I guess, rules are rules, and we'll move forward.
You've been here with other programs. This is your first time here as a Rotax. What do you think of the facility, and how's the track conditions right now?
Track is good. This is actually the first time I've run it this direction. It's actually really physical. I can imagine driving a shift this direction would be really rough. I wouldn't say I'm having a tough time, but I'm definitely working pretty hard at it. This place is awesome. I mean, the facility is nice, not to be walking on gravel. The support, there's a place you can go chill out in the air conditioning. So the facility is awesome. I got to thank, Dave Pauly, 3G. Jill, Dave's wife, came out to support this deal as well. A.B. Rodriguez, the 3G tuner, he came out to wrench for me. So I've got all the best people with me. And, I know we can recover from this.
All right. Well, best of luck to you the rest of the weekend.
Thank you guys very much.